music puts it back into order. It brings what I call a peace into the mind. Peace flows like a river with music. And so the mind is still. The peaceful mind is an intelligent mind. When peace fills the mind, you could think clearly. All the clouds of darkness and confusion left. Now your thoughts could focus properly. Intelligence could flow normally. The peace of the Lord is channeled through what I call music. But I want to focus on the third area, which is what I call brain development and intelligence development. Music has two effects on the physical system. Number one, it affects, number 3A, it affects what I call our ability in a very hard to define physical way. I can only illustrate it to point to it. Most of those who develop what we normally in the world would call great intellects, thinkers, people who could comprehend things, people who could perceive, understand things, almost every one of them, including unbelievers, have a love for music. Albert Einstein loves music. Max Planck loves music. And all the top people whose minds are finely tuned, intelligent minds, we could say, above the average, they appreciate music because there's a certain development in it. And I've been observing and making my own research and observation in that. But nobody knows the reason. And here is where I postulate the reason. See, music is a language of itself, just like any early language. And we all realize that when those brain surgeons study the mind, they have found out that the left side of the mind is for analytical purposes, what we in the Bible would call the dialogismos. And the right side of the brain is for what you call abstract purposes, visual and abstract purposes. And they have studied and they have seen, and it's about 90%, or almost 100% actually, of all top musicians like Beethoven, Brahms, Mozart, Handel, all are left-handed people. Some of them are right-handed, but they are what you would call right brain people. The left brain is used for logical thinking. The right brain is used for abstract thinking. And a lot of these artists and all that, I want to give the natural knowledge first before we illustrate in the spiritual side. And what they have been able to do is, because our left side of our body is controlled by our right, and our right side of our body is controlled by left, right? It goes in a cross. There are two halves of our brain. So if they take a picture of you and cut the picture into half, right where your nose is, and they would simulate the left picture as a right one. In other words, they take your left side and rotate it so that both your face come from the left side. It gives a different face. Totally. And then they try it using the right side. It gives a different face. And they are studying faces. And so when they study these people who are primarily, their faces look more like the left side, it's a glum, angry kind of thing. Then the right side gives you a, what I call composed look. Calm, peaceful. That's amazing. I mean, these things that they are uncovering. But that's natural knowledge. In the Bible, we recognize that there are two keys in a brain or mind of man. One is what we have talked on many times, dianoia, the visual side. And the other is dialogismos. And that would tie up to what in the natural is the left side and the right side of the brain. In experiments, they have sort of seen people whose one where half of the brain is affected. The other side seems to be able to function too, as much. And so they test it on all these, as much as they can in those areas. And like an example, when they close, somehow, I don't know how they do it, but when they close one side, let's say the right eye is controlled by the left side, the left eye is controlled by the right side. When they close one of the eye, and to see the function, when they close the left eye to see the function of the left brain, and if you give him a choice, A, B, C, D, and you show a picture of a head and a cat and a chisel and then a hammer, or a chisel and maybe an umbrella, the left side would choose the head and the cap. Logical, both are something to wear. Then they test it on the right side, and the right side choose the umbrella and the head, because the head was in the shape of it matches with the umbrella for the man to use. See, the right side is abstract. For example, if you look at an Englishman in a normal English thing, what do they have? A tailcoat, long hat, and a dark black umbrella. So the right side associates the tall-looking hat with the umbrella. It's a different logic altogether. I'm trying to illustrate that there is what I call analytical thinking, that's abstract thinking. And so, in what I call music development and how it will affect music, and it's important you listen to this through, you learn how to apply it, it'll develop your mind and the wisdom and clarity that God can give to your mind. Music is a language all by itself. Most of our music today are very simple, simple tunes. Most modern music are very simple, simple tunes. Even our choruses, Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. Or some of our tunes, you compose a new tune. La, 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 la. Right? La, 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 la. You compose a new tune. These are what I call simple tunes. All of us have a melody in our heart. Remember that, that's in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 and 19. Most of our new songs, even those with choruses and all those, are very simple tunes, simple what I call contemporary country western type. And so that's the average. People love that kind of music, the average, and also hymns and all this inclusive. But very few people appreciate what I call music like Beethoven, Brahms, Mozart. So they couldn't understand why a group of people would sit there, listen to the music. Tears will flood down their eyes. You know the reason? Because our thinking has today been so crystallized and so bought down. The different type of music is illustrated in this way. A young child speaks in short sentences. Right? As children develop, they learn short sentences. They will say, "This is a dog. The door is black. It is a large door." A huge dog, excuse me. "The dog is very fierce." I mean, looks like kindergarten days again. But that's how kids are, right? We don't make a fuss about that. They're learning to speak. So the child grows into higher primary area. They say, this is a black dog. Now they're associating black and dog together now. So their sentences improve. And then for those who are very analytical and logical, they could speak very long sentences, right? Relative to the situation of your past and in view of your future that is coming, with a presupposition that your present remains constant, we will now analyze your vital statistics in relation, inversely proportional to your temporary characteristics. So, as we grow in adults, our reasoning ability enlarges and increases. You could see that our sentences can be constructed longer. We could grasp a long sentence because the associations all come together, different from a child, right? Through learning vocabulary, through being literate and all these things, we grow in the area. But here is where I want to show that we need to grow in our music to develop our brain and our mind from God, because music is birthed from God. The songs that we sing today are like simple sentences. Yes, even some of them is beautiful songs. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. These are very simple sentences. It has a stanza, chorus, stanza, chorus, stanza, chorus, stanza, stanza, chorus. Then sometimes we add it in, different things all together. They are what I call simple sentences in music. Those like Beethoven, Brahms, Mozart are long sentences. They will have a whole symphony about E major. And they were thinking, hearing E major in all its variation, plus different instruments to express it. So Beethoven's music and all this music are like long sentences, complex sentences in music area. And if we want to develop wisdom, one of the keys is not just education and learning ABC and being literate and reading, that's another aspect. The other aspect is what I call the right brain development, the right side. The right side of your brain is the part that appreciates music and art. Because here is where it is. We would think that if the right brain is so powerful, then just have the right side of the brain and that's it. No. Because they have tested, and people who have their left brain dysfunctional, they cannot think logically. To the world, they would appear like simpletons. They couldn't even think the most simple logical thoughts, even though their right brain development is fantastic. Then those on the left brain side, there are more people with left brain and right brain, emphasis. Left brain development is where we grow in logical thinking. And those who grow in that way, sometimes they neglect the right side totally. And it seems that if you depend just on the left side, you would grow and grow and you hit a barrier. And they found this out, that it takes, and God created us with two halves of the brain, just like God created us with two hands, two eyes, two ears, two parts, in a sense you can call it, right? In a sense you could call it two brains. Even today they are trying to make computers to simulate the brain, because they realize, hey, that is the pattern to follow. You see, they're trying to make computers that can function logically and think and react to things like human beings. And they have what I call the neural linking of computers, where instead of one, they put two, three or four, to simulate the two halves of the brain. And God created us. He's our God. He's our Father God. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. His Word, the Holy Spirit, has created us with two parts of our brain. You could call it one brain with two parts, or no, I will call it like, it's almost like two brains. And they have found out that the best perception and the best function of what I call